goes on. God's word does not come back void.
我很开心是因为神的话在我里面，神的话呢继续下去，神的话不突然返回。
Thank you.
谢谢你们。总之 ，anyway， 你们有谁要问问题的，请你举手吧。We're going to open for people to ask questions.
Okay.
我们现在开放给学员们有讨论的时间。
小秋举手了。小秋，请你开你的麦克风，不然我们听不见你的话。
我想问的一个问题就是说，因为基督徒有时候信主很久很久了，是不是仍然会陷入一种抑郁的状态？如果他这个是因为他本身的生命出了问题，说还是说神许可这样的事情发生，甚至有的基督徒当信主很久了，甚至因为抑郁而发生自杀的时候，这种他是不是仍然能够回天家，就是进天国？就这个问题。
It's ready for the question. The first one is going to be tough.
Okay. God has an answer.
Well, for a Christian who become a Christian for a long, long, long time, is it possible for the older Christians get depression? And then if for a Christian, is it older enough to, and then become depression and even try to commit suicide? And then, okay, 1, 2, 3. And then if the person, all the Christians commit suicide, is he or she still in the heaven, has an eternal life?
Okay, yes, very difficult questions. Okay, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Our hearts are in his hands, and he will chastise those that he loves. And myself, he chastised me. I told you I did not spend time in the word and in his presence. And as a result, my faith was very weak. And so—
Okay, if I interrupt you, will your thought be—
No. Go ahead.
Okay, then you need to give me time to translate sentence by sentence.
Yes.
我们的心是在神的手里，神可以使人心刚硬，但是呢，神会管教我们。那像我刚刚跟你们分享过的，我应该读经，我应该祷告，我应该花时间到神的面前，但是我没有。因此我就逐渐远离在神那里，也就是神看起来好像就任凭我去，对不起我岔题一下，好像我们罗马书讲的神呢对你的愤怒达到最高点就是他任凭你去，你就得到你要得到的，但是其实你的心就越来越刚硬，像法老王一样。就像好，我现在回到他的讲话，贝斯讲说就像我刚刚跟你分享的，我没有花时间在神面前，然后神就管教我。 OK, continue.
When we're not in the word and in his presence, our faith becomes weak. The opposite of faith is fear.
当我们没有读他的话，不在他的话语里面的时候，当我们不在信心的道路里面，我们不在他的面前，我们没有寻求他面的时候，我们的信心就会软弱，到最后我们就很容易惧怕。
We get to fear by not trusting, by doubting his love. Okay, you trust or doubt God's love.
我们惧怕，然后我们不信任他的爱。
When we doubt, the next step is disobedience and then fear.
当我们不信任他，我们怀疑他的爱的时候，那下一步就会是不顺服、悖逆。
And then there is the depression is well, you know more about that than I do, but basically, I didn't believe that God was in me anymore.
抑郁症啊，就是 你太医你懂得比我多。总之抑郁症就是我已经不相信，我已经不再相信神了。我相信,
so no、
相信神在我里面，我不相信神在我里面。
So I had no hope.
所以我没有盼望。
So I did, I was at the point where I wanted to commit suicide.
所以我的确是想自杀。
10 years ago.
年前。
But I couldn't do it. We are God's creation. And God's...
没办法做。我们都是神的受造物。
But fear drives.
但是惧怕会驱使我们。
And it drives us to unreasonable thinking.
惧怕驱使我们到非理性、不理性的思想。
My fear resulted from my pride. I wasn't open with my heart and what was going on inside of me.
我的惧怕是源自于我的骄傲。我的骄傲是因为我不敞开，我没有向弟兄姐妹分享我那时我里面的痛苦挣扎。
I became like Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4.
我变得像尼布甲尼撒王在但以理书第四章。
He walked proudly in his palace.
尼布甲尼撒王在他的王宫里面非常骄傲的行走。
Ended up eating out in the field like an oxen for 7 years.
结果就是像野兽在吃青草一样，七年。
But then he said, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes.
但是那里说，我尼布甲尼撒王呢，举目向上看。
Like Angie said last week, we see his love.
就好像 Angie 上次在你们这里分享说，我们看见他的爱。
And Nebuchadnezzar praised the God of heaven.
尼布甲尼撒王就赞美天上的神，然后他的理性就回来了。
And his reason returned to him.
他的理智回到他那里。
So, as far as whether a person who commits suicide goes to heaven,
至于一个人自杀后能不能上天堂，
I can't fully answer that question.
我不能完全地回答你的问题。
But I believe that God holds his own and he knows and understands our weakness. That's what's so wonderful about him.
但我知道呢，神他拥有我们，他拥有他所爱的，然后我们的生命是在他手里，他的爱是这么的奇妙。 Okay, thank you. Thank you, Beth. It's a tough question for you. Sorry about that. 好，我们还有其他人要问第二个问题吗？我们得抓紧时间了。好像你们不想问问题了，是吗？珍珠，好吧，珍珠，你提问吧，你举手了。
谢谢你很坦诚。
对不起，你重讲一遍。
谢谢很坦诚的分享，因为我也经历过，就是在离开神的阶段，软弱的一个。然后我想问的问题就是说。就神，我知道就是人，在教会在群体当中，团契当中去成长。那我想问的问题就是说，神会不会允许一个基督徒，就是经历一个像苦的一个阶段，就是他一个人，他可能暂时教会，然后他在当中去增长，然后神会不会允许这样的一个时候？对。
你的讲话有点断断续续，我听不是很清楚，但我是用猜的啊。 Thank you, Beth, for your honest sharing. And then I would like to ask, is it possible for a Christian who get crazy? 这是你问题吗？基督徒会疯掉吗？
不是。
那是什么？
我的意思是说，基督徒就是不允许基督徒在一个人在一个旷野当中，就是没有在教会当中，没有在教会当中一个人去成长的这个阶段。
我不相信。But anyway, 我会翻译你的问题。His question, her question is that, does God allow a Christian to be in the wilderness without no community, no church surround the person, and then only him by himself to grow?
With God, all things are possible?
Will God allow a person to be alone? No church, no community, like in the wilderness, and then only him alone to be there to grow?
God has his purposes, and I believe that he would have a purpose for it if he does. Yes, I believe that God would allow that. But his
I am different from you.
Okay. But in Hebrews, you know, he says he will not forsake us. We have him as our helper. So go ahead. Go ahead and share your thoughts.
Beth 的回答是神有他的心意。那神在希伯来书讲永远不撇弃我们啊。所以如果照你的问题，珍珠你的问题，那贝斯的回答就是，神允许那个人，神有目的。When I say I'm different from you, my point is not the answer, but the question itself is not clear enough, so I will ask more before I answer them. 你的问题呢，不是很明确，所以在我回答你问题之前，我就不会像贝斯这样回答你。我就会问你问题，你所谓的一个人在旷野是什么意思？就是没有人跟他传福音，他就这样自己突然之间知道了天上给他启示，他就知道有耶稣，他就信了。他身边都没有人，所以他不能成长。
一个基督徒，我的意思是一个已经信主的一个基督徒，也可能是信主多年的基督徒，然后他可能就像贝斯刚才提到的，他经历那个软弱的那个阶段，然后就像贝斯刚才讲，就神允许或者说神有他的一个心意在当中，让他经历那样子当中是一个人的，一个人去跟神去就像去摔跤一样，就像雅各一样，然后一个人
他们的 story 是不一样的。 Okay, I'm going to translate for you. So I asked her the background of the question, and she said that well, the person who become a Christian could be a long-time Christian. She believe in Christ for a long time. But then it may be like Beth, that God allowed you to, you know, like leave you alone so that only you alone seems like you are in the wilderness and to be raised with God. And I said, that is different. That is not the same. You want to answer her?
You seem to have a perspective on it, so I'm going to leave it to you.
他不回答你，他让我来回答你。如果okay, 那个百合你翻译。百合你要翻成中文啊。百合你在吗？
在的。
你翻中文，如果一个基督徒信主很久，
我翻中文，你讲英文呢？
对对对，if a Christian believe in Christ for a long time，
如果一个基督徒已经信主了很久，
usually supposedly nowadays there would be at least one or two or more than one or two believers around， so there could be a small group or even a church。
通常是会有一些 一个或两个一些的基督徒的一个团契在他的周围。
So, it's not that the person is by himself alone.
那应该不会是说他单独的一个人在那里。
But if your question is that in the wilderness,
但是你的问题是说
wilderness 旷野，
在旷野中。
Then go back to Old Testament.
回到旧约来看。
God brought Israel out of Egypt.
神带以色列人走出埃及。
God's purpose is for them to go to Canaanize the promised land.
神的旨意是要将以色列人带到迦南美地。
There is no such wilderness at all.
那个时候并没有所谓的旷野。
However, there was wilderness. Why?
然而却他们进在旷野是为了什么？
Because they don't believe.
因为他们不相信神。
That's why they were in the wilderness.
因此他们在旷野里面绕行着。
So if today any Christian said that I'm in the wilderness,
所以今天基督徒说我是在旷野的当中。
Then I will ask, why you are in the wilderness?
那么我就会问了，你为什么会在旷野呢？
You suppose in Christ, in the promised land, the promised seed, the promised kingdom, the promised one, you suppose to be in that Sabbath, in that promised land, in that 安息。
你应该是在神所应许的一个国度里面是安息的。
So you're supposed to be in Christ, then why you say in Christ is like in wilderness?
所以你既然是在基督里面，你为什么说你是在旷野里呢？
That means you have struggling.
那就表示你有挣扎。
And biblical counseling will ask you root problem.
那就从圣经辅导的角度来看，就是说你的根源问题是什么？
What caused you wander in the wilderness?
到底是什么使你在旷野中绕行呢？
So if I want to answer your question, would God allow someone in the wilderness? You use allow.
如果问人为什么你在旷野中，是你自己允许自己在里面。
You use the term that God allows, seems like I am passive. But the Bible says our heart is an active heart.
圣经上说我们的心是活动的心，是你自己的心要远离神。
圣经辅导说我们的心是主动的，
主动
一生的果效是从心发出。所以你为什么会在旷野呢？如果你在旷野绕行，你一定是有挣扎。当你说神允许我在旷野的时候，你是用一个被动式，被动式好像就是说 我是被动的，是因为环境啊，因为别人啊，导致我在旷野啊，我自己可不想在旷野。 No, 那是因为 你里面有欲望有动机，所以在你回应处境的时候你选择了不信。当你选择不信的时候，你就有挣扎，你就在旷野。Biblical counseling says that our heart is active heart. Everything is spring from our heart. So if you use the passive term, say that God allows me in the wilderness, seems like I'm not responsible for my own. No, every deed and words is from your heart. You are responsible for that. You are responsible for that. So biblical counseling will target your heart and ask, what desire inside you cause you to disbelieve? You don't trust in God's word, and therefore you have struggling, and that struggling cause you like in the wilderness. Otherwise, you're supposed to get rest, Sabbath, in Christ. 要不然你应该就在基督里得到安息了。你里面一定是有一些欲望动机，然后你不信神，你不信神讲的话，你不信呀。请问回答珍珠你的问题了吗？
回答了。
Okay, I asked her whether we answered her question. She said, yeah, we did. 好，那最后一个吧，还有人要问问题吗？跟你们问，你们不问，到时候叽叽喳喳，叽叽喳喳，真的很讨厌这样。 就像我们罗马书讲的，要不要问呢？啊，有尼基 ，OK， 啊，有尼基，请开麦克风，请说。
我想问的问题就是，在一个生命共同体中，如果是大家都彼此戒备，就是没有什么信任的话，那我们应当怎么办？
Okay, the question I would like to ask first is that in so-called community, this is a community of faith, community of life. If we don't trust each other, everybody has a heart to defend, you know, everybody is so defensive. Everybody is kind of doubt cautious. What should we do?
Let the love of God pour into you to other people. Just go to God and look at his love and just trust his love and fill yourself up with his love. And it flows out onto the people around you. And as you change, they begin to change.
就到神那里。让神的爱充满你，涌流你，然后呢，你就让神的爱涌流出来，你就走向人群，然后呢，当神的爱改变你，这个爱从你身上涌流，就会改变别人。好，白孩师母翻译一下。Please, did you remember back in 1987 and 1988 when I returned to Taiwan?
Please, 你记得1988年我回台湾。
Yeah.
And you call me every Saturday.
Right.
你每个礼拜六打电话给我。
The first week I told you I went to a church.
你告诉我第一件事情就是要去教会。
The first week I told you I went to a church.
第一个礼拜我告诉你我到教会去。
But nobody paid attention to me.
没有一个人注意到我。
Second week, you asked me how was it?
第二礼拜你打电话问我怎么样啊。
I told you the same thing. You know, I went to the church. I was a new person. Nobody initiated talking to me.
我告诉你，我还是去教会，可是没有一个人过来跟我打招呼。
The third week, I said the same thing.
第三个礼拜仍然是这个样子。
The fourth week, did you remember what did you say to me?
你记得第四个礼拜你告诉我什么吗？
I did not remember. You reminded me.
Yeah, you said, "Hey, Tai, don't you think you are so proud?" 你这不是裴英？
裴英，你应该以你自己为傲，这么勇，你感觉感觉？
裴英，你是不是很骄傲？骄傲。
嗯。
First, you ask me, and then you say, and I say, "Oh, I miss Great Commission. Everything here, I said many good things about Great Commission."
我很想念当时跟你们在一起的时光，我在这个地方我一直在回想过去。
Those beautiful things, and then you told me.
那些很美好的事情你告诉我的。
God led you to this church, and you think this church is good. Whatever you receive is good. It's not for you to do comparison.
神把你带到这个教会，你认为是好的，可是你不能够到这个地方，然后跟其他的教会来相比。
Whatever you learn here is good, and you do it there.
那你在这边是好的，那你在那边也是，就是会好的。
And next week, I bake a cake, and then I bring the cake to the church, and then when we have the fellowship group after the meeting, they smell, and then they come to me. Did you make the cake? And I said no. And I said I made it with cake mix. I bought it from U.S. Oh, you just come back from U.S. Yes. Then that we begin to chat.
所以第二个礼拜呢，我就烤了一个蛋糕，到了一个团契去。他们闻起来好香好香，他们就问说：“这是你烤的吗？”我说：“是我的烤的，可是我是用，混合好的那个蛋糕粉来做的。”
Yeah, can I? Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I had that experience this week. I went to a prayer praise time, And somebody asked me how I was, and then when I went to answer, they ignored me, basically. And I sat down and I opened up to Hebrews 12:3. It says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Other Christians are going to not be easy sometimes to relate to, but that's what Jesus endured too.
这个让我想起来，这个礼拜我到一个祷告会。 然后有人问我怎么样，那我跟他讲，那他就不理我，我就坐下打开来那个读到那个希伯来书十三章，希伯来书十三章那里讲到就是说，那忍受罪人顶撞的耶稣，你们要去思想。的确在现在有些基督徒的确是不怎么样，所以我们要忍耐。那我现在要讲的就是那一年被子。 天天听我抱怨说，哦，台湾的教会都没有人关心我，他们我去了，他们都不理我。第四个礼拜，贝斯就问我说，哎，谭英啊，你这样会不会很骄傲？上帝把你带到我们教会，教会很好，不是让你拿去做比较的。你在这里所领受的好，是让你去做出去的。所以回答你的问题，如果说人人都很自我防卫。 If everybody's so defensive, everybody's so doubt with one another, that including you, me, the person who asked the question. And then everybody expect other people change first. 每个人都希望别人先改. No? Whoever feels so is the one who God puts the burden in her. 谁感到这样子的人，就是神把负担放在那个人的身上。 You are the first, 你是第一个, then you go, 你去放下你自己的自我防卫。 You are the one, and then you go. Just lay aside your doubt, your defensiveness, you go. And I think when people doesn't have security, the sense of security, they tend to self-protective. You know, so the faith would be superficial. 当人们很自我防卫的时候，那么我们彼此之间的圣徒相通就很表面。怎么打破这个铜墙铁壁呢？ The proverb say, "How can you break the defensive wall?" The answer is, "You go out. You first. You take the action." 你自己先打破你的铜墙铁壁，你自己先走出去。如果你不走出去呢？你期待别人先做，那每个人都期待别人先做。期待别人先做的人是个罪人。 Whoever expect other take action first, whoever expect other people to love, to give first, is the one who is a sinner. Because Christ already come, Christ already died. Christ already saved me, and me now in Christ, I have the ability. I have the ability to take action, to give, to love, even though I might be hurt. Anyway, love is vulnerable. 我应该就是第一个，因为耶稣已经来了，耶稣已经为我们死了，耶稣已经救了我了，耶稣在我里面，我在耶稣里面，我应该是那第一个有能力去走出去，去爱的人，尽管可能会受伤害。 不过爱本来就是容易受伤害的。如果你在爱里面不完全的话，那你就是有惧怕，怕别人会伤害你。但是约翰一书第四章有讲吗？爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。If you fear, then you won't take the first step. Then you are not perfected in love. Because 1 John chapter 4 says that perfect love drives out fear. We don't need that sense of security at all. We don't need. 我们不需要那个安全感，我们不需要，因为我们本来在主里面就很安全. Because we are already secure in Christ, so we don't need that. 回答你的问题了吗？有尼基？我希望你问这个问题，你自己先走出去。 我希望2022年，你的生命可以跟过去不一样，你自己先走出去，而不是等着别人。 对不起，我刚刚还有一个举手的，那个举手，不好意思哦，你刚刚有一个举手的，然后你现在把手放掉了，那表示不问了是吗？朱莉，好吧，朱莉，那你就问吧。你得把麦克风打开。
打开了，老师好，我想请问，
等一下，等一下，等一下，等一下，这样的问安是不礼貌的，因为你眼中只有我。
好，我把客人也当老师了，
那你眼中只有我跟客人，那也很不礼貌。
好，我重新，大家好，我想请问，
什么叫大家？
因为我忘记老师的名字，因为忘记客人的名字了。
我们同工谁示范一下怎么去问安？来，宁静打开麦克风示范一下。宁静，麦克风不好打是吗？
老师 ，Bess。各位同学们，大家好。
好，可以。好 ，Julie， 换你。
好，老师 ，Base， 各位同学们，大家好。我的问题是想问 Base， 就是在您关怀带领李老师的时候，是如何察觉到神对这个关系的带领啊？然后李老师的生命的他的这个改变给你印象最深的是什么？
Beth, are you ready for the question? I think this question is tough for me.
Okay.
When you don't mean to discipleship, but when you disciple her, when you lead her, when you spend time with her, 你的中文题目再讲一遍，我忘记了。第一个问题，我只记得第二个。
好的，那我再重复一下啊，贝斯，请问您在带领李老师的时候对神的同在就对神对这个关系的引领有一些什么样的察觉？
什么叫对神的对这个关系的引领？是指说你跟李老师的关系是吗？
对对对，
Okay, Beth, when you spend time, when you lead, when you back in 1985, when you led Teacher Lee, how do you perceive God's purpose for you in terms of your relationship with Teacher Lee? This is the first question. Second question, now when you saw her, when you see her, and compared to her life back in 1985, what's her change? The one area most shocked you, impressive one.
Okay. My purpose was to be a friend like Jesus is a friend to us.
我的目的就像耶稣那样，耶稣是我们的朋友。
And back in 1985, the attitude of the Taiwanese towards the mainland Chinese was a challenge for us to deal with.
在1985年的时候，1985年的时候，那个人们从台湾来的，他们对中国大陆来的人的态度，对我们美国，对我们是一大挑战。
So the fact that she is now full of love, and living much time in a place that she wanted nothing to do with back in the 1980s is miraculous on God's part and what he's done in her life.
早期这个好吧，那我认罪。早期这个李老师对中国大陆的态度那是不可能的，但现在呢，他竟然花那么多时间服侍中国大陆的人，而且很长的时间住在那里，这个是神 非常奇妙的作为，神奇妙的爱在他身上，这个对我们来说是非常非常的令人震惊的事情。It's tough, right? we have the class, so we have to stop here. Thank you so much, Beth. 百合，请翻译。
我们现在要有课程了，所以我们现在就必须要停在这里。
After I become a Christian, in terms of friend, godly love.
当我变成了基督徒，神透过你们给我的爱。
There are three persons very dear to me.
这里有三位朋友对我是非常非常的亲友好。
And I said to God.
那个时候我就对神说。
Where I live.
无论我住 在哪里
，the person I will provide a place for the person。
我会。
What I eat, I have one portion. The person will.
当我吃什么的话，我在我旁边的人也就会有一份。
if only at the end of the age she is sick, I will take care of her and even the funeral service.
如果他生病的话，我会去照顾他，甚至他，帮他举行一个葬礼。
In time sequential, the first one is Beth, the second one is Pastor Trey, the third one is Lillian.
都这样走快来的话，第一个就是 Beth， 第二个就是崔牧师，第三个就是 Lillian。
Of course, we always take care of our blood family, but you three is more than my blood family.
当然我们都会照顾我们的家人，可是你们三位是我最亲爱的家人。
It's not appropriate, like Ruth and her mother-in-law.
这不太不恰像是说路德记里面的那个路德对他的那个岳母婆婆那个样子。
You guys, my God, where you go, I will go.
那时候，路德对他婆婆说：“你的神就是我的神，你去哪里，我就跟你去哪里。”
But because of God, and then He sent His Son Jesus to die for us, for you and for me.
因为我们的天父差遣他的儿子耶稣基督为你为我死在十字架上。
So if I have millionaire, I will give to you best.
所以如果有的话，我就愿意把我最好的给你们。
But I don't have meetings.
我是没有的。
That's a way to say thank you.
所以这是我对你所说的，谢谢你 ，Beth。
And indirectly, I say thank you to God.
同时，我也是真的是我要向神献上我的感谢。
Without God, without you.There's no me now today here to serve people, to love people, even though I'm still learning how to love in a good way, in the right way. And I don't think I do a good job, but I will continue.
如果没有透过你们的把神的爱带给我，我的服侍，我也不可能去服侍神，也不会去服侍人，也不会去爱人。所有这些服侍对我来讲是没有意义的。
我住在哪里，你也住在哪里。我在哪里住，我一定会让你有地方住。我吃什么，我一定会让你吃，甚至你得双份。你生病了，我一定照顾你。如果神使我比你还要晚回天家，那我会帮你办追思礼拜。But not with Lillian, it's too much for me. Emotionally too overburdened. I just translate what I try to say in Chinese to let you know that.Every beautiful and perfect gift is from God, and you are so beautiful, so wonderful. And then I want to thank you. 好，你翻译。
我就是想要对贝斯说，真的，一切美好的恩赐真的是从神而来的。你对我真的是非常的、非常的美好，是神给我最美好的礼物。
The way you teach me, back in 1985 was one time you wrote a card.
我记得1985年的时候，你写了一张卡片给我。
you write something, your love is so wonderful to me, like Jonathan to David. That leads me to study Jonathan and David. That leads me to think about Jesus and his church.
哦，你写一张卡片给我，你的爱对我是这个样子的美好，就好像是约拿丹对大卫一样。
And today, God is love.
今天神真的就是爱。
God loves you, Beth.
Beth, 神爱你。
And I wish someday, somehow, someday, when we gather together.
我希望有无论在何时何处，有一天我们仍然能够相遇。
And then the greater joy will be in the heaven.
我们很高兴的，我们将来会在天上相见。
You know, when I depart from my friend like Lillian, from my students,
你知道，当我跟我的学生跟 Lillian 分别的时候
，We always say something. If I sin against you, please forgive me.
我们通常都会说，如果我们在相处的时候有得罪你的地方，请你原谅我。
Because we don't want to have the regret if somehow something happened, say accident and I die, and then leave the person has no chance to say I'm sorry.
因为我不希望有感到一个后悔，当我去世的时候，让别人感觉到说啊，我很抱歉，那个时候真的是很后悔，当时候跟你有这样的一个冲突。
So when I think about Beth, when I think about Reverend Trey, when I think about Lillian, my heart is filled with joy. It's not like when I think about one student, my heart is
这是当我想到这个崔牧师，想到 Lillian 的时候，我心中充满着喜乐。可是当我想到我的学生的时候，我心里面有点疙瘩。
So everything.God has in my mind is your beauty, and I believe your beauty will be more beautiful in the future in God's hands.
Beth, 当我想到你的时候，我是想到你是如此的美丽，如此的美好，在神的手中，我相信你会更加的美好。
So that's all I want to say.
这是我想要对你说的话。
You're the best of my blessing.
你得到我最大的祝福。
And now, please pray for my students, okay?
请你为我们的学生祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you that in your time,
谢谢你在你的时间
you make all things beautiful.
你使一切都美好。
For the beauty of the love between you and your son,
为你和你爱子之间那爱的美丽
rains down into our hearts.
从天一直浇灌到我们的心。
And I pray that that love would rain into the hearts of each person in this class.
回响在我们心中，我就祷告这个爱也回响在这个课室里面的每一个学生的心里。
And their hearts would overflow with joy.
他们的心会涌流喜乐。
Knowing how you delight in them.
知道你是何等的喜悦他们。
Now, would you open their ears and their eyes and their hearts?
天父，请你打开他们心里面的耳朵，心里面的眼睛。
To receive all you have for them today.
来接受你要给他们的，就在今天。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate.
Thank you.
Appreciate. Okay. I will get in touch with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye now.